Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go around the NFL. And we start in New England, of all places, as they kind of took over the sports world over the weekend as they announced they had signed Cam Newton to a one-year deal, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. And this Newton contract is one that is very incentive-laden. He's going to have a chance to compete for the starting job. Kevin, your initial reaction when we heard this news?
Listen to me now, believe me later on. I've been telling folks it's like March.
Cam Newton and Mike McCarthy, huh?
Cam Newton's going to be a New England Patriot. That's right. Look, imagine getting a league MVP for the league minimum in 2020. That is what the New England Patriots did by getting Cam Newton to be, I believe, the starter of the New England Patriots. You don't bring a former MVP in who we believe it's going to be healthy going into the season and say, hey, you're going to compete with this dude named Jarrett Stidham for the quarterback job. I think they have brought Cam Newton in to be, if nothing else, a starter that's going to obviously help the Patriots compete this year, but maybe even be a bridge to Jarrett Stidham for years to come. So to me, this is a win-win situation. Low risk, high reward for Cam Newton. Jarrett Stidham can learn from an MVP, a former league MVP and Super Bowl participant, and Cam Newton. And for Cam Newton, a chance to revitalize his career, maybe to stay with the New England Patriots or parlay that into another contract somewhere else to remain a starter in the NFL. So to me, New England made themselves a real nice move here by getting one Cameron Newton.
And we have heard Bill Belichick in the past, I think as recently as 2017, as they got ready to welcome Cam Newton and the Panthers to Foxborough, he talked glowingly about Cam Newton, and he's 0-2 versus Cam in his career as a head coach. So I think that Belichick and Josh McDaniels probably pretty excited to get Cam in the building. It's a one-year deal worth up to $7.5 million. Let's put this into context, though. Cam Newton and Jameis Winston, both former number one overall picks, they signed contracts this offseason worth a combined $10.36 million. The Lions, they gave Chase Daniel of South Lake Carroll a contract worth a total of $13.5 million to be their backup. Something doesn't add up here.
Hey, man. Chase Daniel, former South Lake Carroll
Chase
quarterback.
Chase Daniel does it right.
Former Mizzou Tiger, proud Mizzou Tiger like myself, has secured the bag to the tune of, what, over $30 million in his career.
Yes, sir.
Started a total of five games. That's what I like to call a legend at the bank. Okay, that's Chase Daniel.
Man, when it comes to starting, though, we had heard all offseason up until this point, a lot of Patriot players, Patriot coaches saying good things about Jarrett Stidham. Mike Garofolo, Eric's Italian brother of the NFL Network, cut 18 here, zero. He talked about, hey, if Cam's healthy, this dude's probably going to be the starter.
If he's healthy, you nailed it. I mean, to me, it's not Cam versus Stidham. It's Cam versus Cam. And if you're getting the guy, I don't know that we're ever going to see 2015 Cam Newton ever again. But if we see 2018 Cam Newton, it is an absolute runaway here. Now, there were no guarantees. There was nothing in the negotiations, from what I'm told, toward Cam Newton saying, yes, you're walking in here as the starter. So it technically still is an open competition. And we'll wait. I mean, there's still a physical that needs to be done here. But my understanding is the Patriots are pretty confident that they've got themselves a relatively healthy Cam Newton, and that should make this an easy victory for him over Jarrett Stidham to be the starter. Now, the question after that becomes, what's this offense going to look like? And the answer is, Well, this offense has been different over the last 20 years, even with Tom Brady at the helm, because this is a team that has played to its strengths of its the strengths of its roster at any given time and the weaknesses of an opponent at any given time. So look for, if Cam Newton is indeed the starter here, more of those read option looks that we've seen in the past, more of that in this offense. And Josh McDaniels, and now Jed Fish. Don't forget, Jed Fish coming in as the quarterback's coach, and the Boston Herald did a really good story on him yesterday as far as his experience and what he brings to the table. Look for those two to really work hard to make this offense tailor to Cam Newton again if he wins this job.
If he wins this job, I think it's likely very that likely. He will. And if he does, Cam Newton has the opportunity to do something for the Patriots that Patriot fans haven't seen at quarterback in 27 years. Now, you might be thinking, well, what in the world could that be? Because they've seen just about everything that there is to see, you'd think, with Tom Brady.
Right.
Under center, six Super Bowls worth. Well, if Cam Newton ends up as the Patriots' starting quarterback this year, he will be the first player in 27 years who wasn't drafted by New England to get a start at the position. The last quarterback who wasn't drafted by the Patriots who actually ended up starting for the team was back in 1993, and it was Scott Seculies, who went 0-4 during his only year in Foxborough, and he was actually drafted by the Dallas Cowboys in 1988.
Never heard of that guy.
Me either. Me either.
Wow.
But that's pretty impressive there for Cam Newton, and as it turns out, the Patriots weren't the only team that talked to Cam Newton. Adam Schefter on his podcast broke the news of this other AFC team that was interested in maybe landing the former league MVP.
Cam Newton did not have any other offers from any other teams. There was nobody that was calling him and lighting up his phone, trying to recruit him to a certain city. There was one other team that did have one conversation with him. It was very brief. It didn't go very far. But the Cleveland Browns did speak to Cam Newton at one point in time, but those talks never really went anywhere. They did with New England, and Cam winds up on a one-year contract with the Patriots, which makes all the sense in the world. And the truth of the matter is that Cam Newton did not have any other offers from any other teams. There was nobody that was calling him and lighting up his phone.
And from the 817, Scott Seculies, I am assuming is how that hyphenated pronunciation should be. But
oh, okay.
Interesting there. Yep, Patriots only team to offer Cam a contract. Browns did talk to him, though. And I guess the Patriots played this well. I mean, they
played it perfectly.
Nobody else was going to sign them. And in fact, they announce that they've signed Cam Newton. 16 minutes later, the NFL slaps them with a $1.1 million fine. And they stripped them of their 2021 third-round draft pick as the Patriots were caught filming the Bengals sideline. You remember that story?
I do remember that.
Okay, so when in the world is anything going to happen to any actual coach on the New England Patriots? Because Sean Payton
not never.
And Greg Williams, they get fired. I think Greg did lose his job. But Sean Payton gets suspended for a year off Bountygate.
Mm-hmm.
There's been Spygate. There's Deflategate. There's now this sideline gate with the Patriots. And yet Bill Belichick remains unscathed by any punishment from Roger Goodell in the NFL.
Yeah, the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, and Bill Belichick is what's best for business. So it doesn't surprise me that the NFL has come down light on the Patriots again. If they weren't willing to come down as harsh as they could have with Spygate, then the NFL wasn't really going to do anything other than what they did this time around. You know, they can't film, their television crew can't film games for the 2020 season, $1.1 million fine, and lose a third-round pick, which Bill Belichick will probably get a compensatory third-round pick from somebody else
exactly.
Once he gets somebody later on. So,
Kyle Van Noy leaves, here's your third-round pick.
Exactly.
It's
a wash. So, you know, the Patriots, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. But, yeah, how about the Browns asking around about Cam Newton, at least having one conversation with him? Do you think that Baker Mayfield's job could be a little in jeopardy? Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL GM, now works for ESPN, cut 9 here, 0. He talked about Baker Mayfield being on a short leash. KG and the rest of short leash here, the nosebleed seats, 877-881-1053. I wonder if you agree on this.
Okay.
I know Kevin Stefanski really well. He's smart. He's deliberate. He's disciplined. He will have zero compunction to bench Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield will not throw 21 interceptions because when he's on track to do that, he'll be standing next to Kevin on the sidelines. Look at what Kirk Cousins did last year. Great offense, 6 interceptions. So I know Kevin, the standards are going to be high. His timeline is a lot longer in Cleveland than Baker Mayfield's is. And if Baker plays well, which we all hope, and you talked about the additions, great. But as soon as those picks start, he will be on the sidelines and Kevin will not flinch. There's one other interesting dynamic here, guys. It's a rookie head coach. If Baker Mayfield has a bump in the road early in the season, he may not say this publicly, but I'm telling you that here's what Kevin Stefanski is thinking. This is an opportunity. If I bench Baker Mayfield, they're going to all fall in line. And what have we said over the last couple of years? Cleveland has underachieved as an organization. Penalties, turnovers. If Mayfield gets benched, even if it's for a game or two, I promise you, he'll get the attention of that whole team.
Now, remind me, the Browns' backup quarterback, I believe, is Case Keenum, correct?
Correct.
So here's the interesting thing about Stefanski and Baker Mayfield's relationship and how it could look going forward. Stefanski isn't necessarily tied to Baker Mayfield. He is not Baker Mayfield is not Kevin Stefanski's guy. So this is going to be a real interesting evaluation process on what Baker Mayfield is as a player relative to what Kevin Stefanski wants to see in a quarterback. And if Baker Mayfield struggles early on, or there's indications that this is not the kind of quarterback that Stefanski wants to have going forward, there could be an opportunity to see, you know, what else could the Browns do to get the kind of quarterback that they want in the future. So how quickly this relationship evolves between Mayfield and Stefanski is going to be very interesting, given the fact that Stefanski really has no ties with Mayfield just coming in as his new head coach. So that's going to be a really interesting relationship. That was a big word, by the way, from Mike Tannehill. Was that compunction?
Yeah.
Compunction.
Okay. It was. That's a big word from Mike there.
I understand it because, to his point, the Browns did seemingly underachieve last year. When you look at that roster, and it's a roster that I think any coach would love to have, right? They've got talent galore at the skill positions on offense. You've got 2 good running backs. The weakness was the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
but they addressed that now by getting 2 bookend tackles in Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills mm-hmm. in the draft. So now, I mean, that was the one excuse I gave for Baker last year, was he didn't have an offensive line to protect him, therefore he's going to struggle. You don't have that excuse anymore. So if Baker struggles, I understand maybe having a short leash with him. He is the franchise's quarterback, but then again, Kevin Stefanski wasn't the one who drafted him number 1 overall. And worst case scenario, you end up with another top pick. You got 2, maybe 3 really good quarterbacks that are going to be available this year. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a sad thing in the NFL now. It's such a what have you done for me lately league. We give up on some of these quarterbacks without allowing them truly time to develop. But this is a Browns team that hasn't won in a long, long time.
Right.
And they've invested a lot of money, and the patience is very thin. And I think by them even talking with Cam Newton does show you an indication of maybe if Baker were to struggle, they aren't going to give him a very long leash.
Yeah, and it gives the Browns a chance to really evaluate the quarterback room, to give them a chance to feel like, well, what do we have, especially when you remove all of those excuses and you have skill positions that are really talented all over the football field. There should be no reason that Baker Mayfield should struggle given the amount of weaponry that he has on that offense. So Stefanski and Mayfield's got a real interesting season ahead of them.
From the 817, our buddy Tovash. Now, if the Patriots get to the Super Bowl with Cam, how stupid will all the other teams look afterwards?
I mean, yeah.
Very stupid.
Yeah.
Very stupid. And that's very realistic.
Facts.
One other nugget here around the NFL. Netflix has announced a series on Colin Kaepernick's high school years. Are you interested in this? It's going to be put together and directed by filmmaker Ava DuVernay,
mm-hmm.
who's extremely talented, and it's going to be a scripted series called Colin in Black and White.
Very interested. Colin Kaepernick has a very interesting upbringing, and I want to see how some of his value system developed as a young kid and as a teenager and into his adult years, and how those formative years looked to get him to be the kind of man that he is now. And there really is no one else better in the business to do it than Ava DuVernay. So that should be high quality production there.
That was the same producer that did When They See Us, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And
it
she
is.
Also directed Selma, among other very, very outstanding films. So she's a big name. I think that's a big get for Netflix there.
Very,
to be
is.
Able to get mm-hmm. that. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!